Most of the intelligence community doesn't believe he exists. The ones that do call him the Winter Soldier.
He's a ghost. You'll never find him.
Captain, to build a better world, sometimes means tearing the old one down. And that makes enemies.
How do we know the good guys from the bad guys?
If they're shooting at you, they're bad.
Okay, here's the deal. When it comes to the recent Marvel movies, I've tended to like the sequels better than the original, except for The Incredible Hulk. Why can't we get an Incredible Hulk sequel already? Anyway, Captain America the Winter Soldier is a fine follow-up to the first film, and it succeeds by not having an origin story so the audience can jump right into the plot, which happens to be a bit of a spin-off from The Avengers. In this film, Captain America finds himself a target of rogue government agents as he tries to uncover Hydra from within the ranks. He also has to deal with a new foe, a super assassin known as the Winter Soldier. Even more of a big screen spectacle than the first film, the Winter Soldier has plenty of action but also keeps itself grounded in the personal human story of Steve Rogers. Even Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow has a surprising amount of depth in this film. Lots of fun and extremely entertaining, Captain America the Winter Soldier gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.